989-733-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, January 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got that in one breath. Now we are being joined on the line with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's a candidate for the U.S. Senate seat running in the Republican primary. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We're good, good, good. You are going to be attending a rally, a convoy coming up, and I want you to share that information because we saw it was so funny. Donald Trump's victory speech in New Hampshire primary, he had all these people standing behind him on the stage clapping and supporting him. Vivek Ramaswamy spoke, and he had all these other people behind him, and it was, you know, just absolutely proud moment that he set history, winning New Hampshire three times in the primary after winning Iowa this year. And standing off in the corner a little bit was a guy that was in charge of ICE and immigration, customs, dealing with the Homeland Security, dealing with the border, who's actually endorsed you. Yeah. Tom Homan, and out of the clear blue, President Trump says, "Hey, Tom, come on over and say a few words." And man, you should have seen those lights in the deer in the headlights, man. He moment, and I felt so bad. I wanted to send him telepathically public speaking ability, and I'm like, man, I want to coach you up, brother. Okay, hang in there. This is what you should say. This is what you should do. Short, concise, and to the point, and get off the stage. And man, he did okay. He did really good, but he was shocked that Trump asked him to say something. But actually, Tim Homan is the guy, folks, that's been on the border. He's been in charge of immigration, customs, and dealing with the enforcement. ICE is the acronym for it. Sherry, he's endorsed you for the U.S. Senate.
He has. I met him at Turning Point USA, and he's kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy, as you might imagine, around Trump, right?
Sure.
So he endorsed me. He met me. He saw my border plan, and this is what he said, and that's what I said. He's kind of a no-nonsense guy. He said, "Send me your plan. If I like it, I will endorse you. If I don't, I'll educate you." And I said, "Sir, how about both?" He said, "Contact me."
I love it. I love it. If you don't got it right, I'll straighten you out.
Yep. And he did.
That.
You know, he added a couple things to me as far as, you know, the law that and the judicial system that right now just kind of pours the families in there and then they hang out and wait for months, which means they're ready in our country for months. So he had some good pointers as far as, you know, let's make that judicial system at the border available as opposed to putting them in the already overcrowded judicial system and hear their cases. You know, and to decrease some of the asylum stuff. So
sure,
it was
sure,
great.
Sure.
But yes, he's going to be there at this. So your first question was about the convoy.
The convoy rally, I believe it's starting. Is it in Virginia, going through Florida, going along 10, probably all the way to the border there in Arizona?
Trucker, we are going literally from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way across to San Diego. So I've been asked to be one of the lead vehicles coming from San Diego. We will drive from San Diego to Yuma, and then we're having three large rallies and across the whole southern border. And it is literally Take Our Border Back. If everybody wants to check it out, it's takeourborderback.com. I am stoked about it, but we've got freedom-loving Americans coming across. So, Trucker, this is a lineup. There's truckers and motorcyclists and vehicles and just people that are getting in this and saying, we've got to close our border, right? When the federal government can say that they can go into Texas and cut the razor wire,
yep.
Texans are done. Abbott's done. So we've got the convoy coming from Jacksonville, Florida, San Diego, California. I'm going to be in that lead vehicle going from San Diego to Yuma, and then three different rallies that are going to be happening, and I am one of the four speakers in one of the rallies.
Excellent. Well, one of the things, I got a text alert to the radio station this morning. This came actually from Governor Abbott, who, for those that don't know, he's the governor of Texas. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. How they expedited it so quickly, I'm not really sure. But, Sherry, they basically, the Supreme Court ruled, and I don't even know how they have the authority to rule on this, that Abbott had to cut and remove the razor wire that he's put on the border down there on the riverfront. And it's amazing to me how they have the authority to do this. Well, Abbott's fighting back and saying, no, sorry, President Biden, sorry, Supreme Court, you don't have jurisdiction over me protecting my state. As a U.S. senator, this is something that you would actually have impact on, Sherry, with your border plan that's on your website, DocSherry2024.com. Your border plan is actually something that could be advocated for. You could build support. You could actually get the bill introduced in the U.S. Senate if you get elected.
Trucker, as crazy as it sounds, I'm already formulating a bill to do just that. I applaud Abbott, Governor Abbott, for doing what he's doing and standing up and protecting his state. Our current administration is supposed to protect we the people. And instead, there's been a major increase in human trafficking. The largest hub for human trafficking in the world. Out of control drug trafficking with tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Here, talk to a fentanyl mom that's lost their teenage child of an overdose and see if she's not hot about the border. Threats and attacks on our homeland security from illegal terrorists that are coming in. Randy, this impacts every single thing in our culture. You know, not long ago, inflation was most concerning to Americans. Right now, this is the number one concern to all Americans because they realize that our national security is at risk. We're spending millions of taxpayer dollars to support the illegals by providing them with spending money, mobile devices, food and shelter, hospitalization. At the border, they're getting their IDs, which look a lot like are identical to some of the state licenses so that they can come in and vote. Randy, I think take home, they are so much empowering this because the Dems are scared. We didn't have the red wave that we should have the last time, but I think they're scared and they know we're taking it back, and they are scared spitless of President Trump. He will be our next president.
Well, the point on that too, and this was interesting, because I was watching the polling in Iowa when they held their caucuses. Number one issue, immigration. Number two, economy. Same thing in New Hampshire. And I'm going, wait a minute. I have delivered loads and picked up loads in New Hampshire. I know that state. I drove a semi in that state. And I'm going, how in the heck, way the heck up here, dang near to Canada, is this podunk little New Hampshire making immigration their number one issue, under which basically gave Trump the huge victory, but also had Tom Homan on the stage with them, who got to speak for a couple of seconds there on the victory speech. How is it? And I'm going, wait a minute, this all boils down to Abbott and DeSantis sending these illegals up to Martha's Vineyard and into all these New York City and all these places. Like, okay, you folks, rich elitists up there in New Hampshire, we're going to send you some of these illegals into your communities and see how you like it. Sherry, I think it's driving the election this year.
It's going to. It is the number one issue because people, when they've stopped and looked at it, considered it, they realize it impacts. Really, it has such an infiltrating effect. So it's not just they're coming into the southern border. It is impacting every single thing in our nation. The school was closed down because they wanted to house the illegal immigrants in the school. If I was a parent of a child that went to that school, I would have had a conniption fit. Sending our kids home. It's craziness what's happening. But America's waking up and realizing, wait a second, this isn't just them coming across the border. It is impacting everything else in our nation, in our culture, and it is impacting us. We did a breakdown of cost analysis, and it is costing the American taxpayers $568 billion. When you look at what's cost with the insurances or being in the hospital, what's cost with them getting money when they get in here. What's costing in every single aspect, $568 billion, is what it's cost we, the people. At the same token, our vets are sleeping on benches in the parks.
Yeah.
Randy, I am so fired up, Randy, but I'm totally excited about the border because we're going to make it loud and proud.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, Sherry, that website again, I got a text message that somebody wants that website. They want to go and check it out.
TakeOurBorderBack.com.
TakeOurBorderBack.com. Got it. Now, one other thing I did want to talk to you about, in that process, I know one of the organizers is a woman that you met. She's actually had you on her show. She's part of the Salem Radio Network, and she's going to do another interview with you.
She is, and she was the one that reached out to me, and she is so excited that I accepted her offer to be one of the four speakers, as if she should be excited about me. I was equally excited, if not more so, that she reached out to me, and she said, would you come and be one of our speakers? So this gal is fired up. We're going to be the lead vehicle, but it's Kim Yeater, Y-E-A-T-E-R, and yes, she has a Salem Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. She got a show there, and it's actually syndicated across the United States. One other point, in the possibility that you get again with Tom, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to make sure you get a picture, have somebody take your picture with him out there on the border, because I had two people text me and said they didn't even know that Tom had endorsed you. And he's obviously great friends with President Trump. Any possibility that you're going to be talking to Mar-a-Lago soon?
I am planning on being down at Mar-a-Lago in February. So, yes. And we do have a photo. We're just trying to put all the last details. I'd have a photo with Tom, shaking Tom's hand and thanking him. So, yes, we will get all that out there, and hopefully we will be able to connect during the Take Our Border Back.
Excellent. All right, very good. Well, again, the website, folks, you want to see her policies, you want to see the issues that she's running on, what she's going to do when she becomes a U.S. senator, unlike some other candidates that don't have anything on their website, go to DocSherry 2024, Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. Volunteer, donate, takes money to get her out there to Arizona, folks. So chip in what you can. We greatly appreciate it. Sherry, stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Trucker. Have a great weekend.
You too. Go Lions, eh? All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. I want to remind you that in 4 hours and 9 minutes, the class registration will close for the Roberts Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution class. Mackinac County Republican Party is hosting on Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace, the Little Bear Arena. Right there, 275 Marquette Street in St. Ignace. Text me class. I will text you back the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. If you're hearing this after 5 p.m. on Friday, ignore everything I just said because it's too late. It'll repeat all weekend long on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It's going to rebroadcast. You'll be listening to this, Monday morning at 8:51. Ignore it on Monday. The registration will already be closed, and you will not be able to participate. It's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to it. I'm geeked. A lot of good patriots are going to be there. Josh Saul, who's running for Congress, he's coming, and he's going to take the class along with his campaign manager. And they're going to learn Robert's Rules of Order. They're going to learn the Michigan State Constitution. You need to be a part of it. Also, I want to thank our new sponsor that we launched today, MAGA, Make America Great Again, MAGA Water out of Sheboygan. Pumped right out of the ground, artesian pH, naturally balanced water with God's minerals right out of the earth's crust core. You get all the minerals, great tasting water, extremely soft naturally. It's not a hard water in any way, shape, or form. Tastes great, has minerals right out of the ground. Not exposed to the air, not exposed to any dirty contaminated pipes. It is the best stuff on the planet. You need to give John or Jamie, his wife, the boss, actually, you're going to start hearing that commercial. Give them a call, 231-818-9700. And if you want to check out the website, it's MAGA, Make America Great Again, MAGAWater.com. So we appreciate him coming on the show, introducing his product to us. Vicky and I are going to get a couple of cases. I'm still consuming between a half gallon and a gallon of water every single day. I'm going to start drinking his water, and it's going to help us hydrate our cells so that we're retaining all of our nutrients and supplements that we get from Missy's program, as well as the food we're eating, and add in Patriots Relief CBD oils. We're getting healthy this year, folks. All these health issues that we have, we are getting rid of them together. These products working in sync with, you know, dropping the weight, getting healthier. We are going to do this because we need to do this to be in this year's fight. This is a political war. We need 3 county commissioners in Presque Isle County, districts 2, 3, and 5. We need to replace every county commissioner in Sheboygan. 4 of the 5 in Mackinac County. The only county commissioner up there worth keeping is Mike Petrick. So if you live in Mackinac County, you need to come to the class. You need to join the party. You need to talk to Roxanne Dufort about running for county commissioner. If you live outside of Mike Petrick's county commissioner's district, you need to run for county commissioner. We need to talk to you. We want to talk to you. And if you live in Sheboygan County, we need to talk to you for sure. And again, three districts over in Presque Isle County. And I am so fed up with Otsego right now. You know what? I've got to go over there and start talking to some people. We very well may have to replace the entire board of Otsego County except for Hank Mason. I think he's the only one worth keeping. I mean, this is getting out of control. People are getting removed from health boards. Antrim County, I am personally going to knock on doors to replace Don LeVanway and Terry Van Elstein. They are my main two targets in Antrim County. We're getting rid of Neil Ahrens in Emmett County. Brett Gooding is running for that seat. We'll be filing his paper soon and announcing it on this show. We're recruiting people. We need you. If you're listening to the show right now, you're hearing my voice, and you think, you know what? I think it's time for me to be a county commissioner. Give me a call. 231-360-5140. Any day after 12 noon. Saturdays, Sundays, it doesn't matter. I work 7 days a week. 12 hours a day. I am committed to this mission. It is the plan, I'm calling it, of 2024. We're taking back our communities. We're taking back our school boards. We're taking back our county commissions. We are going to make record-breaking news in this listening area. If you're listening to this show on 97.7 or on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, I don't care where you're at in the state of Michigan, you need to do this in your local community, in your county. We're going to take the counties back county by county. And I know the establishment don't like it, and somebody has already filed in Sheboygan County for re-election. Way, way, way too bad. You're going to be defeated. So, with that, any questions, text me, 231-360-5140. If you want to join the class last minute here, text me class, and I'll send you all the information. That's it. Final segment of today, final segment of the week. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great, absolutely fantastic winning weekend with the Lions. See you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride.